If what's going to happen wasn't so comical, I'd think it tragic.
Podcast episode 318. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm John Hunt.
I'm Josh Langle.
I'm getting started right away, Clay Inferno.
Hey, I think we did a good job. It's only 12:02.
That's the earliest we've ever started the podcast.
Fact.
Probably. Well, welcome, Josh.
Thanks. You should have my heart out.
From your car.
From my car.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I was at a party last night, and one of the guests was very intrigued about that I do a podcast, and he's like, "Where do you do it?" And I'm like, "From my bed." I think they thought it was really cool. I'm like, "It's not that cool."
How much money do you make doing it?
Yeah, $0. In fact, negative whatever it takes to...
Negative whatever it takes.
Yeah, to like have a website and buy microphones. All the therapy bills from dealing with you people every week.
But then why do you keep coming back?
I know. I mean, I have an idiot.
I use this instead of going to therapy. It's the only people I talk to during the week. An hour session.
That's a good idea. Well, welcome. How's everybody? How's everybody doing? We didn't. John and I all have to tell the story of our wonderful Justice League experience.
I'll
tell you the story of mine too.
It's a short story.
I don't think we should talk about the movie itself unless
we've
all seen it.
No, because I don't care.
I don't think I'm gonna see it.
You guys aren't gonna care, and you shouldn't go see it. So we'll talk about it.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't want to. I think you should withhold judgment until we all see it and have an adult discussion about it.
Adult. Oh, nudity. So Josh is obviously not pleased.
Pleased at all.
Well, then perhaps it could be an adult discussion between Clay and Josh, and Durson and I can just chime in.
Yeah. Well,
why don't you guys tell us what happened at your screening, and then Josh and I will talk about the
movie. Oh, okay. We tried. We tried to see it on Thursday.
If Durson had just been paying attention to the movie times.
Oh yeah, right. No. Like anybody pays attention to that shit. I said 7:00. Okay, good. We go
good
to the theater. Yeah. We get there. John had, you had to pick up his wife. All that stuff.
My lady. At a certain time. So the timing was good because I knew the movie was 2 hours, and that would allow me time to take Durson back to the train and go and meet. Old missus.
Yeah, the old wifey.
The old ball and chain.
So then we
old Mississippi.
We get to the theater. And she says, she wasn't very enthusiastic. She was like, the 7:00 show is the 4D experience. And I was like, what is she saying? And she's like, there's wind or something.
There's wind.
I said it as we were walking. I was like, I don't know about this water and wind. And he was like, there's wind. What?
I was like, what?
Did she really say water?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear any of that.
That's how unenthusiastic she was.
She was. But we were like, well, this is the only one we can see. She's like, I can get you tickets to the next one. And we were like, no, we don't have time. So we're like, how bad can it be?
No time, Captain.
Yeah. 4D experience.
And also, there are only like 3 seats available in the theater, and they were in the second row.
Yeah.
And the guy was in pajamas.
That guy was wearing his pajamas, but they were like Superman pajamas.
Yeah, I get it.
So into it. Yeah.
Superman,
and he was with the guy. He had a Batman T-shirt, so these guys were really nerding out.
Batman,
and they were loud.
They were pretty loud.
me and Durson were kind of loud too. So
yeah, for all of
Durson couldn't even fidget and sigh in his chair because it was doing it for him.
Yep,
the experience
was causing fidgeting. Yeah, so the seats move and creak.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of creaking. And then, we're sitting on top of the screen, and you know, so we're 3 feet away, so you can't really see anything. And then the place is throwing you around, and it's blowing smoke and wind. And when that guy takes a shot at Batman, they're on the roof, and he hits the water tank instead. We all get sprayed in the face with water.
And then when there was a gunshot, there would be lights flashing.
Yeah, they would have like a strobe light. And every time, you know, how the movie starts and it's like raining, I just sat there with my hand over my face just waiting to get sprayed again. And we're moving around and rocking. And
good thing they didn't have that for Batman versus Superman. It like rained the whole movie.
Yeah. I'm drowning in my chair.
I'm not looking forward to the Aquaman part.
I know. Yeah, where I was like, what are they going to do when Aquaman shows up? It's going to smell like seaweed. That
happened, I just turned to Durson and said, I already hate this. And we're about 30 seconds in.
Right, we weren't even a minute in.
Kind of looking at each other, and he's like, I had 2 hours. I don't know if I can deal with this. It's like, well, if we're going to leave, we have to do it soon. And I was like, now. And then
now?
Wait
now.
Wait till there's a part that the seats stop rocking, so I don't just fall.
So you don't like catapult out like
woman threw the bomb out the window or something, and then there was a big rush of air, and then I was like, now.
Yeah, as soon as that Wonder Woman thing was over, we were like, let's go, and we went out and we got our money back. So that was they were nice about because apparently you have a half an hour window. Yeah. Just so you know, at least at this theater, I don't know.
Good to know.
So it was like 7 minutes or something, and we said it started at 7:00. And they were like, oh, okay.
I
went to like a Shrek
in our credit card.
A Shrek one of those, like with my family at Universal. Yeah, but I knew that
I did
it was
that
like.
Too. I think I said that to Durson.
Oh yeah, but that's like you know what you're getting into. You're like not going to the movies. You're like I'm going to do this thing with my family. It's like a fun. I'm in an amusement park. Like let's add some spray to the movie.
they have that
3D.
Wonder Woman came bursting through the door. They blew air on your neck and
like in a sexy in way, face. As if it was Gal Gadot. Like.
Commissioner Gordon came up next to Batman and started breathing heavy on his neck. They did that.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon's like little mustache hairs are like crinkle
around
your neck.
Little hairs came out of the chair and started tickling you.
Not only that, but it was like smell-o-vision there too. I didn't notice it, but Wilson did.
You're like, the commissioner has some bad breath, man.
No, but
I really
noticed
Commissioner Gordon would stop smoking.
At Superman's, that was actually the best part because they had the flowers at Superman's grave and it smelled like flowers. That was kind of nice, but the rest of it was shitty. It was
and the chairs weren't moving at that part, so that was good. Because the second the logo starts with the Warner Brothers logo that like kind of rotates, the chairs start going.
And then everyone else, of course, in the theater is going like, whoa! You know, like every
this
time.
This doesn't sound so much like a movie experience as like some sort of plot that the Joker would poison everybody in a movie theater by splashing, gassing them and throwing water at them and like Commissioner Gordon tickling them.
Yeah, and then the part where Batman was eating baked beans and his belly was rumbling, the chair started vibrating.
Yeah.
Then the smell of the part was not good.
That was in Watchmen when Rorschach breaks into Night Owl's
house.
Yeah. Eating the beans. Don't eat those
really,
up.
It's
you have beans splattered across your face.
Everyone
that worked there seemed surprised that we were leaving.
Yeah,
you don't like
the old usher lady was like, "Oh, you didn't like it?" We were like, "Well, it wasn't the movie. We didn't know."
I have no opinion on the movie because I couldn't pay attention to it. I was too busy.
I know. I don't remember anything.
To hit me in the head.
You were too busy taking a handkerchief out of your pocket and wiping off your face, stuffing it back in, then wiping
your face
off.
And then the part where the guy, they just have a guy that walks up and slaps you.
When Batman was fighting that guy, they just punch you in the face.
And, like the airplane, like when they have like a lot of people going up and slapped.
Get a hold of your stuff! And they just...
That's like 5D. Wow. Wow, what a crazy...
Yeah.
Yeah, only so, you two I mean, would get caught up in that fucking.
What did I say to the lady when she's like?
You said she said kids love it, and you said, "Well, we're not kids."
I said something like, "We're like
we're old and grouchy."
Yeah, that's what I said. We're old and grouchy,
which is true. So then we went to a bar and got.
That was better.
Yeah, that was a lot better use of our time than sitting in that.
We were drinking, then the seat started to move, but that made sense at least.
Yeah, at least I felt good.
You should have gone to the bar first, but that didn't really help me because I had a margarita first and it was still horrible. Okay. And I didn't have 4D.
All right.
So the movie's horrible is what you're saying.
All right. Let's get into it.
Clay to the rescue, though.
No Clay to the rescue. I want to hear what Josh has to say.
All right. So, I don't know. Right off the bat, it was just horrible. Like,
literally
everything about
off
it.
Bat.
Like, yeah, off
bat
the bat.
Batman.
The acting seemed atrocious, and it was just like you were just getting like little clippets of here and there, and it was just all kind of jumbled, and it was just bad. And it was like the only thing I really liked about Batman versus Superman, oddly enough, was Batman, which I thought I was going to hate. And in this movie, they totally destroyed Batman and made him this puss that I was just like, fucking get out, grow upset and get out. What the, I was like, oh, I just wanted to slap him. And now, I can't say much because I'm a little heavy. But,
You're big.
But you're also 20 feet tall, so.
You're big.
Yeah, but he's put on some
weight. Batman was fat? Is that what you're saying?
And it's funny because when he was in his when he was just in his shirt and tie and stuff, he looked kind of in good shape. But when he was dressed as Batman, I was just like, "You look like you weigh 500 pounds." And he's like, "Watch me do a flip!" And you can tell he was on cables because you're just like, "No way anybody that fat can move like that."
Is it so? It's just the costume makes him look fat.
Maybe everything about it just took me out of the movie.
Stuff on it too. They switched all that to make it to make it brighter. So.
He's
the
more
stuff
like
that looks
Dark
good,
Knight
Zack
Returns.
Snyder film doesn't look good when Joss Whedon gets his hands on it and changes it around.
I don't know. Just the whole thing just was horrible. The only thing I really liked, I think, was probably The Flash. And he added some good comedy, made me chuckle. But there was even a part where, when Superman comes back and, Batman sees him, it's just fucking... goofy grin on his face, and I'm like, come on.
Did they play the Superman theme? Because I thought they were...
They were playing
the 89 Batman and the original.
Yep.
Yeah, and Danny Elfman took over on the score. Right.
Good man.
Yeah.
It didn't help it.
Didn't help
it. Too little, too late.
Wow.
And you know me,
You liked Green Lantern for crying out.
I would watch Green Lantern over and over again as opposed to ever watching this movie again.
Wow. All right.
Green Lantern was friggin' Oscar worthy compared to this movie.
Aren't there Green Lanterns in this movie?
There was for a second.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In a flashback to thousands of years ago, but there was a Green Lantern.
Yeah. Yes, there was a ring.
A construct fist to punch Steppenwolf or something.
Yeah, and a hammer. It was kind of neat-ish. And I hated Steppenwolf. It's just everything about this movie was look at me, I'm CGI. I'm on a CGI background. Look at me, I'm a CGI villain. I was just like, there's video games that look more convincing than this.
Yeah, some of the stuff I saw in the trailers and stuff, it looked very video gamey.
Yeah.
All right, so can I
and
give you guys...
How can you play Born to be Wild with Steppenwolf in it?
I know. They had some good songs. I don't know. I mean,
stupid Leonard Cohen cover. That was horrible.
Can I give you guys my counterpoint to Josh's
counterpoint?
I read your review, Clay, but go ahead.
You read it.
I read it. Yeah.
But my major complaint was that I agree with Josh. The CGI in spots were not good, and I said in my review they don't have ILM. They have Weta and other studios that do the CGI.
Weta's pretty good.
Yeah, they are pretty good, but the Steppenwolf character his mouth was moving. It wasn't even matching the thing. And I was And actually, I was watching a little bit of Lord of the Rings yesterday. And Andy Serkis is it looks good. But this did not look good.
No.
And some of the colors and stuff were a little off. But I did.
Could you tell when Henry Cavill reshot scenes were on with the mustache removal.
The CGI was my number one complaint about this was the CGI not being that good. But I did think that this was a good follow up to Wonder Woman, and I did like the movie. So there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I read the review. No, I Josh is not a great.
I expected. Oh, I actually expected Josh to like it. But, you know, you two, you know, you're grouchy.
You knew, yeah. Well,
I didn't grouchy. I actually did not hate what I saw for the first 10 minutes of the movie.
I mean, I don't remember like Wonder Woman either. Wonder Woman was doing some fighting, and Batman did some fighting.
Batman beat up an alien bug with squares on its back or something.
They kept the story pretty simple in a tight 2 hours. Like, if it was as long as Batman vs. Superman, I would have been lost. Some people were saying it should have been longer, but I think the 2 hours was...
I would never say that about...
I know you wouldn't.
Well, you know, when my friend Pope has been on the podcast before, I saw him last night, and he was like... And he's kind of like Josh. He loves DC, and he loves the movies. Like, not love the movies, but he's, you know... He was looking forward to it, and he was like, yeah, eh. You know what I mean? He was very meh about the whole thing.
I think,
Snyder has soured me to DC movies. I don't, they need to get rid of him.
No, he's done. Right?
He's going to do
that,
right?
Yeah, he's done.
Did you think that the Joss Whedon stuff, Josh, was like, you know, I could kind of tell there was like the jokes and stuff when Batman's like, oh, something's bleeding. I thought those things were pretty fun.
I did. I mean, like, there was stuff that I chuckled at, but, like, all in all, I think it didn't really help the movie.
You know what I would like them to do in the DC movie? What they did when they were on the roof with Commissioner Gordon, and then they all disappear?
Not do that joke anymore?
I want them to show Batman actually going, come on, get up.
Yeah.
Joe actually have just all of them running off.
Even if they don't show him, just have him do the, like, like nod his head and like tip his eyes, like go that way, like hey,
wink wink.
Yeah, just like a little wink. Like
huh. I'm surprised he didn't hear Batman wheezing as he ran away.
The costume does look. If you make the cowl wrong, it can really ruin Batman. I think.
Yeah.
Like you know, Christian Bale had a good one because it didn't make his neck look.
The last two.
Yeah, the first one he looked fat. Right. But they actually acknowledged that, like, in the story. They said, like, you want to be able to turn your head.
Ben Affleck could turn his head in the last Bat costume, but can't in this one, which you can tell in that first scene.
Yeah.
He turns his whole body. And if you do that, if you watch the 89 Batman, the part where he's outside the factory as it's blowing up, and then the Joker comes, and he's like, hey, Batman, and Michael Keaton does the big dramatic turn.
Yeah.
Because he can't... Watch that, and his belt slips down. I just noticed that.
Looking at his belt.
I guess that wouldn't happen to Fat Affleck.
Yeah.
His belt's too tight.
The only costume complaint I had really was the Flash. I don't understand. I don't understand it. I don't understand why it has to be that way.
It's like, too much.
There's all these wires and shit. But I did like Ezra Miller. And I did like Cyborg. I liked the... casting and the characterizations, like
Cyborg was decent.
I did not like the Flash's suit. That's like my other main complaint about the movie.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me from what I've seen. I could only go by commercials and trailers.
I don't remember it at all, so I guess it doesn't bother me. But I don't even really care. Like I'm not one of those.
I don't give this movie an A, but I give it a solid B. Whereas every other one was, you know. I give Wonder Woman an A.
I wanted to keep some nice things about the movie just so I could hear an exasperated Josh.
It's so fun. Like, let's see, if you had to rate all the movies that DC has done so far, like these new ones, I think it would probably be from worst to best. To rank them,
that would be tough.
Yeah, no.
They're all pretty bad.
I think maybe like Man of Steel, Justice League, Batman vs. Superman.
This is worst to best or best to worst?
Right, that's what worst I was
going to say. Nobody can tell.
Wonder Woman and then Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad is the best one?
I think so. I do. I really do.
Wow.
Wonder
but, I mean, they're
Woman
all bad, right?
Of Captain America. Yeah, they're all bad. It's just like, which is the worst?
I don't know. So. Wonder Woman was great for the first, you know, hour and a half or something. Or
that's
know, like, I, it's hard to rank that one. It wasn't bad, but really the end was just like so ridiculous. Yeah. Like,
Thurston
so video gamey.
An hour and a half long, I think.
And it was.
I guess. I think I do because they can't make one longer than that. It was. It was the exact same story, but I mean, I don't know. Whatever. At least, like, as far as I think, we were so the bar is so low for DC movies. You know that Wonder Woman ends up being this great, wonderful thing. It's like it was fine. It was a decent.
Well, and I think I feel like a lot of people were just like, "Ah, this is the first female superhero movie. We should all love it and praise it." And I'm like,
"Yeah, because if we don't, we'll seem like pigs."
Yeah,
but like I don't know, it was decent. It was fine. I liked when she was fighting the Germans; that was cool. And then when she started actually fighting the guy, old crusty old British guy, I was like, "All right, I'm done here. We're done." Because you know she's not gonna like lose and get killed.
Yeah, because she's already in Batman v Superman in the future.
Exactly.
There's a picture of her.
Yeah.
Right. There's no drama to that scene, and they kept. It kept going on and on and on.
Yeah.
They need to change her theme, though. That is a terrible theme. Yeah, it's terrible.
That was a good rendition, though, right?
And why was she standing on the top of the... How'd she get up there at the beginning?
How'd she get way up there? Yeah.
Oh, I have a question. This is a comic book question. And believe me, I'm not trying to change the subject from Justice League. Can Wonder Woman fly, or can she just jump?
In the comics, I think she can fly.
The newer ones,
anyways.
Okay.
How about?
Maybe she flew the invisible jet up there.
Yeah. Just let me off here.
Yeah.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
Dude, I'm 1,000 miles up in the sky now. Somebody built this giant statue
of
Justice. That was Lady
this
Justice.
Also isn't, this also isn't to change the subject on this movie, but it's just I feel bad movies all around. Did you guys review Thor?
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about Thor.
No, a brief.
You didn't like that one either?
No, I did not.
Wow, Josh, you're on a real bad
show. Josh, you turned it into me?
What?
I just felt like with Thor, it was just like they did so good with Guardians of the Galaxy. They're like, we need to make all of our movies funny like that.
And, I'm going to agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like they took these already established characters and are like twisting them and making them very not themselves. And it just they seemed like caricatures of themselves, and it just came off as awkward.
All right, well, that's...
I agree with that. I think I talked about that when we were reviewing it, that...
So
I
that's my quick
would,
take.
I
on
wish
that.
They would. It wouldn't be everything. Is it has to be a joke?
Yeah.
That was my problem with Guardians too. Is that they would do something serious and then they would have a joke immediately following. Like, here's this guy. Yeah. I just got decapitated, and then something stupid would happen right afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought like when what's her name got hit. What's her name? Mantis got like hit with the thing. Like that was kind of at a moment where it was like serious. Like things were happening. And he just like boom, and he's like, oh. Like, you know, like Drax is like laughing.
Yep.
But I mean, I agree with you. It's not very consistent with the characters, definitely. But I mean, I think they were just like, Thor can be kind of silly. And if we don't try to like make it funny, it's just going to seem silly.
The joke I liked best about Thor was when he went to throw the ball through the window and it came back and hit him in the face. I did like
awesome.
That.
But see, that is just like Thor, though, because that is how he, like, it's funny when he is, like, unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
Because that's how he kind of is. Like, when he, like, in the first movie, when he, like, slammed down the beer glass in the ground, because that's just Thor.
Yeah,
he's just like another, you know, and he just doesn't get it. But it, and that makes it funny. When you
it
have
was a
him
coffee
like,
cup.
Telling jokes.
It was a coffee cup, Josh.
Yeah, I know
a
coffee cup.
It was a coffee cup, okay?
Fine coffee cup.
Fine coffee.
I like when he wants to ride the, like, he wants to ride, he's like, he goes to the pet store and he's a horse. And he's like, well, we have, like, dogs. Well, give me one big enough to ride. Like, I thought that was, yeah.
I would like to point out that Thor on his opening weekend made like over 122 million, and Justice League is going to make 96. And it seems like Justice League could be the most amazing thing ever, that it should make a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
Right. And this B movie that, like, not B movie, but you know what I mean? Like, not Avengers, you know, like Thor is, you know, I mean, and that makes way more. And even that, they said, was a little off. They thought it would make maybe even a little more, I think.
Well, did you see that? I think it was like, I don't know if it was Warner Brothers, but whoever does Justice League, they bought Rotten Tomatoes or something, and they like...
This is what happened.
They're like embargoed.
I read about that.
I need the story.
Well, what happens is Fandango owns Rotten Tomatoes now.
Yeah.
So I don't think it had much. I don't know if it had anything. It might have had something to do with Warner Bros. But Fandango delayed the release of the tomato meter because they didn't want. I think they thought it would be bad and it would affect ticket sales.
And I think they were right.
They were probably right. But when your own studio
something
doesn't back it, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell? Like, but yeah, so they delayed it until like. Advanced tickets had already gone on sale, as opposed to doing, they usually do it on like on Facebook Live, like on Wednesday or whatever. And this time they delayed it because they didn't want people to not, what did it get? Does anyone go to Rotten Tomatoes? And
it was like 30 last I saw, but I think it's like going down.
Let's check it out. I'm going to look it up right now.
Review was embargoed an extra day. For the same reason, I think.
I'm
not really sure. Yeah, like, I saw it on Tuesday, and I needed to send it, like, to Stefan so that he could post it on Wednesday. But usually you could post it on Tuesday. So, I don't know.
So even Clay got... It says... Okay, we got 40% here. Which is still a
going
smash.
Up.
Well, one thing I do want to say...
Audience score 85!
Yeah, I saw that. I remember seeing the audience score was much higher than the critic score.
One thing that I do want to say,
but,
like,
I mean, that happens a lot. That happens all the time.
Considering everyone's what they have to say about the movie and something, I didn't think about when I wrote my review, is that it does seem a little like, I don't know if it was the colors or some of the editing or because Joss Whedon had to take over from Zack Snyder. It was a little patchworky. Like, it did seem like there was, like, things assembled after another, and it wasn't, like, as consistent all the way through.
Yeah.
Not so much that I didn't like it. Like, but I did see a little bit of Superman's same suit that he was wearing in Man of Steel is all of a sudden, like, a baby blue now. And, like, you know, he's smiling and, like, okay, that's not the same Superman I remember that was, like, getting hugged by Kevin Costner going, "You are my son!" You know, like, it just didn't seem like the same... things seemed like a little bit like Joss Whedon came in and, like, was like, "Oh, I'm going to put this here, I'm going to put this there, and I'm going to finish this up, I'm going to reshoot this." Like, I could kind of feel and sense those things, but not enough so that I thought it, like, made it, like, completely, like, a failure.
Well, I mean, I think Joss Whedon definitely took the filter off. It was definitely you know what I mean? Because everything in Batman v Superman was very gray.
End thing to the podcast to just be all of Josh's.
Josh. I mean, it was definitely a Zack Snyder gray on all of these movies. Up until Wonder Woman, I guess, because he didn't do that one. But, you know, I mean, like, just Batman v Superman always had that, even, like, during the day, like, or in, like, a bright room,
during
it always seemed a little gray.
Yeah.
During the day.
Like during Gotham. Day.
You know,
Gotham
just by
TV
comparison,
show.
By the way, so 40% Justice League, Thor Ragnarok, 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Just by way, we shouldn't compare them. They're apples and oranges. But,
no, but
wow,
what is,
that is
okay. So now, is that the overall? What are the audience scores for both?
Justice League 85, and let's see what Ragnarok has on the audience score. Which, I mean, I don't put any stock in that, but 89. So they're very similar. But I mean,
why don't you put
audience,
any stock
I mean,
in that? Because you'd rather hear what other critics have to say.
I put more because I think this is
bullshit. I've read some of these audience reviews. They are bullshit. I'm sorry. Like, they're just like, I hated it, and they'll put 5 stars because they don't know anything, or they're like, I haven't seen it yet, but I want it to do good, and they put like
that's
5 stars.
That's true.
But whatever. So how you know do they, what I mean? Like, I don't buy any of that.
How do they determine the critics score then? You know, like,
because critics actually like do it. Like, they actually think this is their job. I hope they're doing it right. I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's all bullshit.
If all audience feedback is submitted, like, is my positive review of Force of Geek, which is like not a well-known media outlet, involved in that tomato meter ranking?
Probably. I don't know.
I think you'd have to like put your definitely. Own review into it, though. I think you have to like submit it, right?
I don't know.
No, I think they take the aggregate of all. Supposedly, there's some kind of thing, but I don't know now that it's owned by Fandango. Maybe it's
because I also don't say, I enjoyed this movie 65%. I don't
right.
get the numbers.
No, I know. No, there's some kind of thing that they do where they add up all the stars or whatever, but some people give it A's and A minuses, so I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly how it works.
With this movie, too, it kind of ticks me off because things I've read, and I don't remember, sorry, if it was you, Clay, but it might have been Stefan. He said, or somebody said that I read, it was like, this is by no means good, but it's a good stepping point in the right direction, and I'm just like, we are like 5 movies in. This shouldn't be a stepping point in the right direction.
I think that's
it's that true. You should have it down by now.
I don't think he said by no means good. He said it was by no means perfect.
Maybe that. Yeah, something like that. Sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant.
But
thank you.
Because this is by no means good, but I like it. You know, like
yeah, no, you're right.
well, it's better than the last piece of shit that they made. Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't know.
So let's see what
sad. Yeah, has I mean, to say.
Critic and aggregate score collects online reviews.
I mean, we know Rotten Tomatoes isn't real. I
We're
mean, I
certified
don't know people...
members. Okay, so I'm not a certified member. Yeah. I guess I would know.
Yeah, I think you'd know if you were a certified member.
Would you?
I would know.
So it probably takes like the Boston Globe and the New York Times and Entertainment Weekly and
right.
like, everything. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they have some kind of system where they put all that shit together and they determine what the critics.
I think it's a
think.
Bad computer.
But audience is the Wild West, and nobody, you know, and I don't put any stock in that. Sorry, America, but you're a bunch of doofuses. I mean, that's why we still have movies that Michael Bay makes because
that's why we have Trump as president.
Right, exactly. You can't put any stock in what the audience thinks because we're a bunch of idiots. So, anyways, you got
to
go by the critics.
There you go.
All right. And that's maybe a lesson for you too, DC. Leave it to the professionals. Let Marvel make the movies and you just...
Yeah.
You can make animated movies.
I love their TV shows. They should just fucking just do all TV shows.
I love their animated movies too. Like when they make Batman
right.
or the Lego
Why are they so dumb with like real life movies? I don't get it.
Well, now that
they're
they
dumb.
Have
right.
Jeff Johns in charge now, right? That's
yeah.
Like, he's overseeing stuff. I think he kind of came in during Justice League.
I
might
think
be wrong.
So. Yeah.
I felt like Jeff Johns definitely had his
his first thing was sort of overseeing Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I could tell
right,
that
right.
he kind of reined it in and like had at least like the story fit with like New 52 at least or something, you know, like it was more like that. You could tell that was Jeff Johns like influence, you know.
Well, now we talked about this last week. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say I almost think with these movies, I mean DC movies, they're done by Warner Brothers, right? It's not like DC's own studio, which is also it hurts them because they can have like this awesome thing and Warner Brothers can be like, no, people are stupid, they're not gonna get this and you need to change it to this. So it kinda sucks in that aspect.
True.
So you never know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Whereas Marvel's like, this is our thing and this is how it goes.
Suck my dick.
The only thing DC and Warner's has over Marvel is that they own all their characters, and Marvel
right
has the, you know, can't
off.
Do X-Men and Fantastic
right.
So
Although they supposedly want to buy the Fox movie division.
That would be awesome.
I heard that, but now there's
I don't know if that's, yeah.
That, I guess that deal has fallen through or something.
Okay.
That's not awesome. That's awesome.
I don't care, but like, I guess it means we might see another horrible Fantastic Four movie.
Well, somebody might see it.
You like Josh.
Did anyone?
Well, supposedly, what were you going to say?
Go ahead. Don't finish.
We talked about this last week that not only Geoff Johns, but now maybe Brian Michael Bendis might have a say in some of the DC movies. So
can I just?
I don't know.
I read Jen our text exchange back and forth about that, and she thought it was the funniest thing she had ever heard.
We're yelling at each other about Bendis taking over Bendis DC. I didn't even know about that!
It's like, how do you know about this thing? You don't even read comics! And then I said, it's called the internet! Why don't you try it? And then Dursun says, why don't you try sucking my dick, asshole? And then I said, why don't you try sucking my asshole, dick? And then he said, why don't you try fucking my life? And then I said, try or do not! There is no try!
Wow, yeah, I forgot all that.
Good. That was
having
a good laugh about it.
That's amazing.
That's getting intense.
We did that all in cast. That's why. Yeah, there you go.
It's that joke about this person that I'm friends with on Facebook who types all in caps. She's always very angry.
Why? Hey,
Clay, why are you yelling at me?
I don't know.
Hey, did speaking of Bendis and changes at Marvel, Axel.
Yeah, Alonso. I was just going to segue.
C.B. Sobolski.
I'm just going to segue into that. C.B. Sobolski.
Some interaction with C.B. Sobolski in the past.
Talent
guy. The talent scout.
Yes.
He turned my stuff over to the people at Marvel. Which, you know, seeing how well that worked out.
Now that he's PIC, you should try again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if he had just been editor-in-chief back at then maybe my life would be a lot different right now.
It's true.
Well, this is... I don't want to feed the Bleeding Cool rumors board, but somebody said maybe Bendis jumped ship because... he wanted the editor-in-chief job and didn't get it.
Oh.
Girl, what?
That's possible, I guess, right? I think they just paid him a shitload of money.
And he wants
Bendis said that it was the Superman thing in Cleveland that he saw.
Yeah,
that
I saw that too. That he
what the hell is a Superman thing?
His brothers brought him to the Superman museum in Cleveland, and he was like, "Oh, hey, look at this! Whoa, I want to write that."
Well, of course he's gonna say something like that. He's not gonna say, "Well, they gave me like $1 billion," because no man's gonna
one.
You know,
he does
no
kind of look like Dr. Evil. $1 million.
$100 million. But I mean, as far as C.B. Sobolski, is this good, right?
Yeah.
Josh, are you leaving?
No, I started my car. I'm probably going to leave in a minute. Everything's all fogged up in here.
Oh, okay. Got it all
You're
fogged.
So angry. But I mean, so like, I remember, like, I know this is a while ago, but like, when Joe Quesada took over as editor-in-chief, that was a very big time. He brought in Bendis.
And what does he do now?
Mark Miller, he brought in David Mack. I mean, like, it was a big time for these. So this is,
now
I think that's what everybody's hoping for, is this influx of new talent.
Yeah.
Talent.
What is
like John Hunt.
What does Quesada do?
He works in the movie division now.
Oh, he does. Very well.
Yeah.
Very well for him.
And once in a while he draws a crappy variant cover.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Womp, womp.
Jeez, we met him and he was real nice.
He was. He was really
waved
nice.
To us and everything.
See, you're very covers.
I know.
Now?
I don't draw variant covers. So. I have you guys do that for me.
No.
Yeah, I only draw variant
anyways,
covers.
I'm just saying. I mean, no, I was praising Quesada because he brought in all these good guys.
Until you said, until you insulted him.
Until I said, I don't really like the way he didn't feel it anymore.
Yes, no. He did, and yeah. I felt that reinvigorated Marvel. That got me back into comics. So let's see if CD can undo what Axel Alonso has done, which is from everything that I've heard has not been going well sales-wise.
No, not sales-wise, and like all these stupid events and crossovers and everything just.
Well, that's not ever going to go away.
Yeah, not. I mean, maybe it will. I don't know. I don't need it to go away forever. I just need it to be less. I just don't need one every 2 months.
Let's make it, you know, 2001 all over again.
Yeah, right. That's what stuff. I do want. I mean,
I really enjoyed that.
That's when, like, yeah, I started reading Ultimate Spider-Man.
You didn't have all the crossovers. Everything was more streamlined.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
That's what we're hoping for. I'm hoping for some, you know, good young talent. Well, we'll see. I don't know. It's good. It's good. Change is good.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. Except for when it sucks.
I mean, sales-wise, yeah. Whatever. It doesn't, you know, we can't do anything really about that. But if they can just be good stories, I'm okay with it.
Gotta ask you
guys, I don't care if anybody buys this.
Gotta ask you guys this. Did anyone watch any Punisher?
Oh, not yet.
I didn't even know it was out until today.
I watched episode one, and I like it. So, yeah, check it out.
Cool.
Yeah, very good. I'm definitely gonna...
There was a sale on Comixology, so I downloaded the Punisher limited series, the Mike Zeck one.
And, classic.
Look at you.
That's what I did to prepare.
Punishing
classic.
Yep.
Cool.
And on that note,
my family's coming back to the car, so okay. I gotta go.
We won't tell them you were podcasting.
All right, John.
Yep. All right, don't tell them I was podcasting.
We'll say you were doing something else and you were breathing heavy.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Do that.
Very well.
Just one more time, Josh. One more big sigh for us.
All right, I'm out
thanks,
of here.
Josh.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Adios, asshole.
Adios, asshole.
Later.
Kind of surprising. I figured Josh would like Justice League, but okay.
Never see it, so you'll never know.
You know, I will see it at some point, I'm sure, when it's on
television.
Yes.
As long as it's on before March. Then I'm getting rid of cable.
Is that when you're getting rid of cable? You said that like months ago.
Well, my thing, yeah, I know, because it runs out in March.
No, but you said it like, I feel like you said it last March. You were like, I'm getting rid of this.
Yeah, well, I still had another year to go on my stupid contract.
Oh, all right. That's how they get you.
Then you're coming over to the Apple TV world like me?
Well, I might. You'll have to share your experience with me and how much you enjoy it.
I do.
Obviously, you must enjoy it because you just mentioned it.
I have HBO Go. I have Hulu. I have Netflix.
I already have all this stuff.
The CBS,
you know what?
I just
found out that we have, like, somehow I have CBS All Access, but I'm afraid to use it because I don't want to start getting charged for it. But we have it on our Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, thing. I mean, yeah, they're going to charge you.
Okay, well, then I won't do it. I was thinking about watching that Star Trek, but then no.
What is it, $7.99 a month or something? Probably.
I'll wait until the series finishes. Do that, you know, free trial. Watch it all at once, and then get rid of it.
Well, you could do that now and watch the first half.
Yeah, but I want to watch the whole thing.
Right.
I don't want to watch just half.
Hear that. Well, we have to wait till January to see.
Yeah, I heard that they're doing a mid-season. That seems weird.
Mid-season. Nine episodes. They had them. I don't get to watch new Star Trek today. I'm sad.
And your opinion thus far?
I'm rather enjoying it. But
okay.
I don't know if, you know, anyone wants to listen to me because I like stuff that everybody hates.
Yeah. Oh, Clay. You don't like stuff that everybody hates. You just like everything.
I think that's great. It shows you're like an optimist. Yeah. You can see the good in everything.
I know.
That's true.
We're the opposite. John and I hate everything.
So. Man, I would not have very enjoyed sad. Like, I can't even do 3D movies anymore. I get nauseous. I'm a 2D guy. Don't introduce a fourth dimension to it.
Yeah, oh, forget about it. Yeah.
Yeah, forget. In 4D, that's not really accurate.
No, my editor from my old job said something about it. He's like, isn't the fourth dimension time? And I was like, well,
yes.
We would have wasted it if we had, so I'm glad we didn't.
We only spent about 8 minutes of our time in that, so I guess we did manipulate time.
And you got we got to the end of the Wonder Woman sequence, pretty much.
Yeah, the bank thing.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I really didn't have any idea what was going on because we were moving around so much, so close to the screen. I'm just distracted by the whole thing.
It's all good.
Yeah,
you can hear
I remember they play that. So. But they didn't play it on that like weird sitar thing. It was I remember it was sort of just a more of an orchestral version of it.
Yeah. Hey, here's a question, and I don't know. So the movie is still directed by Zack Snyder. Correct. Like, as far as the credits,
he's given writing credit Joss Whedon, but everybody knows.
Joss Whedon, but he did actual directing, right?
He did. I think that's like a probably like a some sort of contractual like Hollywood like
right.
Producers Guild thing that has to happen.
From what I remember on Superman 2,
Superman 2,
and they needed. Richard Lester to direct 51% of the movie in order to take credit for as director.
John, you know I like to talk about the Donner Cut.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
The Donner Cut.
Yes.
That is all.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
I thought you had another.
Thank you for giving me more information about the Donner Cut.
Oh, you're very
well. That was Superman. That was the original Superman, right? Not Superman 2.
No, Superman 2. Donner directed. They were shooting both at the same time, and that's why there's a shit ton of scenes that were rewritten and or reshot so that they could give Richard Lester directorial credit.
Superman 3 and Superman 4 are like. Always on deep discount on iTunes, and I'm always like, do I get it for $5 and watch it? I haven't seen it since I was a kid. Oh. I like the Richard Pryor scene when he's trying to put the two keys in at the same time.
No, don't do it.
And then, you know, and then, like,
spend $5 to watch that piece of shit just for that scene?
I don't know. It's like, is there something about Christopher Reeve that I'm missing? I haven't seen these movies since I'm a long time. I go back to my childhood.
Everyone talks about how great it is when Superman fights himself in the trash place or whatever it was, junkyard. And I actually think that part's really dumb and really stupid. But I think the whole movie is really dumb and really stupid.
Yeah,
which is really just me saying
not one good
it's
thing.
Stupid and stupid, or it's dumb and dumb, because they're essentially the same.
How much cocaine do you think Richard Pryor did? on the set of Superman?
Plenty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
Enough. He did enough.
Yeah.
I would have to do cocaine in order to get through that movie. And even Richard Pryor was like, this movie is terrible. I mean, he's not like that now because he's dead, but.
Right.
You know, he admitted the movie was crap.
I can't believe they made 4 of those damn things.
They made 4 Superman 3s?
No, they just made 4 Superman movies, not including the Donner Cut.
Well, I think...
Oh, the Donner Cut. That's the only cut worth watching. Which
you are... Superman 2.
Which is you are... No, it's Superman 1, right?
What? Are you talking...
The Donner Cut was... What?
Durson, you're confused about something.
Durson doesn't know that the Donner Cut is strictly...
There's the Superman 2 Donner Cut, where they just take the Richard Donner footage...
Richard Donner directed
screen tests and stuff like that, awkwardly inserted into the movie.
I know what the Darner cut is. I just thought it was for the original, the first movie. I forgot.
The only break. Cut of Superman 1 is the Darner cut.
Yes. Right. Did you ever see the clips? The clips of that fan was doing to make Superman 2 more epic, and they put General Zod outside the White House with Washington burning behind him and stuff like that.
No, I need to see the fan cut. Apparently,
I don't think it was. Well, at least when I checked, it was not completed. But let me look real quick.
Sure. Okay.
This makes okay good, podcasting.
Well, we'll fill the time. I forget how I was going to do that. Oh, Superman 4, though. I mean, yeah, so they were both $5 or it was 5 each? Is that what
you're It's always saying? On discount. I could buy the DVD for okay $5. Like, you can always find it real
buy the cheap DVD for like a penny on Amazon or whatever.
But if I buy a DVD, I'll never walk over there and put it into my thing. I just only stream stuff on. I'm so lazy. There's so much stuff over there. I go, oh, I could watch that, or I could just buy it on iTunes. I'll buy it on iTunes.
My computer might get real loud all of a sudden. Yeah, sorry. Sorry if it does. See, told you, sorry.
You know, it's real ironical, Durson. It doesn't sound like we're going to get to it per se, but I read like a shit ton of comics this week.
I read a few, and then I have a few that I haven't read because it was a big week at Marvel. It was a
huge week.
I did just read. Speaking of Punisher, I did read the new Punisher. Yes. New creative team.
I did read that as well.
And now he is the War Machine.
Yes.
He's going to be wearing the War Machine armor.
I hope that.
And it was pretty funny. Actually, I thought it was a really good. I think it was a really good book because they took like the sort of typical Rambo opening scene, you know, or whatever, where like that the guy with the hat goes, he's like, "We need you, Johnny," and whatever, and then like because they had Nick Fury and Frank Castle there, and he's like, "We need you to go into this country and get this Chernaya, whatever, and we need you to get all of our shield weapons," and he's like, "In particular, there's, you know, one thing in particular I want you to get, and you have to bring it back to me," and of course. The Punisher's like gets the War Machine armor. It's like, fuck that. I'm not giving it back.
That
was pretty good. I mean, I liked the Becky Cloonan run, but
it was good.
It was good, but now it's time for change, and I like the new creative. I like the art, and I like the.
I just hope I hope he doesn't stay in the War Machine armor for like forever. Like, I just want.
No, I think this is just like an arc, like a story arc, probably.
But yeah, I'm reading tons of Punisher comics now. I got the new one, and I got some of the Rucka Warzone stuff, and I got a Garth Ennis Steve Dillon trade from the old whatchacallit.
There you go. That's for you.
Thanks.
That's for all of you.
Is this the fan cut? Is that what
it's? It's just the scene where instead of landing in the middle of nowhere. They land in like the pool at the reflection pool at the Washington Monument.
Oh, okay. Oh,
very well. Look at that, Zod.
Nice. Good job, dude. Made that video.
Watch that on mute, but we should put that in the show notes so people know where. Watch there's a couple more.
You can just go to that guy's channel, Caped Wonder Jim, and just look through his videos. And
consider
they've got
myself subscribed.
Yeah.
The new cut. Never mind, Donner. That guy's out.
When you ditch cable, I gotta say it's worth paying $10 a month for YouTube Red, which is not RedTube. That's something different.
Yeah, no, I've already got my subscription.
Don't pay for that.
You already pay $10 plus a month.
Yeah, I'm already paying $10 for that.
Commercial free.
Worth every penny, and
it also has the bonus subscription to myhairyass.com.
Which some would beat me to.
But YouTube Red, worth it.
Yeah, because you get to just skip all those stupid commercials in YouTube. I don't have time for that. Yeah. I don't have time for a YouTube commercial. This almost looks like...
I haven't seen that many anymore. Maybe this, I have read.
This YouTube...
I don't remember. I haven't seen them.
It almost looks like when they cut to the generals, it almost looks like like in the airplane scene where he goes, it looks like I picked the wrong time to stop sniffing glue. They should cut that in there. That'll be my cut. The Inferno cut.
The Inferno cut.
Yeah. It's all like airplane.
That is my favorite. One of my favorite lines. That is my favorite line, I think, of that whole movie. And I love that movie. But yeah. Yeah, all right. So any other comics then, since we kind of segued into comics?
I can't even. Too many. Too many.
I've been liking... Here's... I want to talk about Amazing Spider-Man super quick.
Okay,
yeah. I'm liking it. I'm liking that, like, they're getting Peter Parker back to basics. You know, in a way.
I have two complaints.
He's working at the Bugle again.
I have two complaints. One's Spider-Man related, one's Batman related. But go ahead. I do. Tell me why.
All right, well, I just want to finish my...
Please.
I like it. I like what they're doing. But, I have a but. You're a but. Sorry, that was from Lego Movie. Dan Slott the stories are fine, but the dialogue is still like Dan, you know, it's still very Dan Slott, and I get it because that's who he is, but like it's only been three issues that I've been reading it again, but it's starting to wear on me already. Like, I like his stories, but I don't like his voice. His dialogue is not, it's not really doing it for me.
Well, what about when he's in Spider-Man costume and he's quippy and joking?
I don't really care about Dan Slott in a Spider-Man costume, I'll tell you that much. Oh, man.
Time talk about Batman. Who references it?
He references Doctor Who.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he does. He references a lot of things. I think it's almost like he's trying to be like what Bendis was in Ultimate Spider-Man, and he's like, wasn't he like the fake Peter David or something? The other Peter David?
What? I almost think he's the like fake that. George Wendt.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, the
we
story
saw him at San Diego Comic-Con at their panel.
For the yeah, we did.
Brand New Day or whatever it was
the
called.
Cheers panel?
Oh.
George yeah, Wendt. The Cheers panel.
Cheers panel.
Cheers reunion panel.
I had okay. Here's
no,
my.
You know what I mean? Like, I like his story, but I'm not into. I like Spider-Man and Mockingbird.
I know what you mean, but I mean I don't couple. Really agree with you. I think that's like kind of the voice of the book. Right. It's been on like that for forever.
I know, and that's what I mean. He's been writing it for a long time, and I think it's about maybe it's time to
else
move
take
on
over?
To somebody else. I yeah, definitely.
I don't.
How long has he been writing it? Like 10 years?
Here's my complaint.
Yeah, it's gotta be around that.
Here's my complaint. I don't like this Spider-Man Mockingbird relationship, but not
oh much, I like it, I think it's fun,
not as much as I do not like this Batman Catwoman relationship, which needs to go away. By terrible.
I haven't read the new one. I whatever
it bothers me big
I think
time. It just doesn't seem right. It just seems like all the things that, you know, that here I am being like wicked positive about stuff that people seem to like. Here I am on the other side where people are like, yeah, it's fine. I don't see a problem with it. And I'm like, no, it's wrong. You should not be in a relationship where they're talking all lovey-dovey to each other with the villain. It just doesn't make any sense. I hate it.
I mean, I think it's okay. He's a man.
See?
He has needs.
This is where I disagree
with
you.
It's nice sometimes when they have a lady. And it's kind of fun when they have a lady that they can, like, not like a, like Daredevil always had, like, you know, a girlfriend that he couldn't tell about his secret life and all that stuff.
Well,
and,
yeah, I guess there's like the Daredevil Elektra thing, but maybe I think I don't like Tom King writing this particular story. There's something about it that rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it.
I like it. I guess with the Spider-Man thing, it reminds me of when I first started reading Spider-Man, and John probably too. Like, he was dating the Black Cat.
Yes.
You know, and they would go out together and fight crime and whatever.
She hated
Peter Parker. I kind of enjoyed it. She hated Peter Parker. She only liked him as Spider-Man. And this is kind of... Mockingbird doesn't really have a that kind of thing going, but she does call him Spider, which is kind of interesting, because the Black Cat used to call him Spider. And, you know, like, I think it's good when they go out as a team and go out and fight crime, and then they go back home and probably do it. I don't know. But anyways.
You know. They probably do it.
He does sleep on the couch in this issue.
So where's Mary Jane?
And she invites him.
Mary Jane Watson.
Hanging out Mary with Tony Jane Stark. Watson.
Well,
yeah, Mary Jane Hodson. Yeah, that was not good.
Sounds good.
Hanging
as the
out,
jerks
she was hanging
just
out with
leave.
Tony Stark.
Whatever.
I don't want any of these. With either of my two favorite superheroes what? To be dating anyone. I want them to myself.
Wow. Oh, so geez. You really want them to be dating you?
I guess so. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. I think it adds a little element, you know, a different kind of element.
Yeah, if they were dating, I think that'd be a fascinating read.
Imagine if
I know, that would be great.
Polyamorous, I would be in a Batman, Spider-Man sandwich. You're just right in the middle.
I'm sure there's something on Red Tube about that.
Something very Red Tube about that.
Splatman, and I don't know what a Spider-Man sex name would be, but
what his porn name would be. Oh, Jesus. Well, we've
web
taken a turn here.
Web shooters.
That would be all in caps, right?
Yeah, web shooters.
Just like our texts. Anyways, well, I mean, I haven't read the new Batman. I mean, I'm fine. I'm sure this will just play it out. You know,
they better wrap it up soon. Yeah, what I gotta say. Otherwise, they're gonna be like the Flash TV show, and then Barry's gonna get married, and like the, you know, fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm wedding. It's like another wedding. It's like, come on, let's wrap it up here.
Enough of this shit.
It's getting married.
People like weddings are. They probably sell more with a wedding issue than they do for anything else. So they're probably gonna do it. Just to make sales.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, Clay.
100% of married people have been through a wedding. So let's just take that statistic to heart. Statistic it.
I mean, Spider-Man has been married too, and then they just kind of wiped that out and
pretended
it didn't happen anymore. So maybe they'll do that with Batman.
The weirdest thing.
That's stupid. Oh my God. Stupid.
Obviously, it improved.
That was
sales
one of the
like
reasons
crazy.
When he didn't get married, or when he
yeah.
Did get married?
See how much better the books did when he wasn't married anymore. That made a huge difference.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, made a huge difference. But I don't think Batman's ever done that, right? So that'll be new if they do that. I think I can see them doing it just to boost sales, because I mean that's the kind of thing that ends up in, like, you know, Newsweek and stuff, you know, like you get major publicity.
Yeah,
for,
they spoil it on Monday
for
so
that.
You go to the store and be like, oh, I guess he's married now because I read about it in USA Today.
Right, but that's why they do it. Oh, Superman dies in this issue. Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it's big for them. I mean, that's why they do everything.
I guess.
So you may not like it, Clay.
I definitely don't. But this week. This week, Doomsday Clock. I've been seeing commercials on TV for Doomsday Clock. Is the big Watchmen?
On TV.
Yeah, and maybe just on the CW because it's like a Warner thing. But like, yeah, Doomsday Clock this Wednesday. Jeff Johns, wow. Gary Frank, bringing the Watchmen to the DCU. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We shall see.
I prefer that.
Yes.
To Catwoman and Batwoman, like Batman.
Batwoman? Batwoman? I would like to see Catwoman and Batwoman.
That I would see. I'd pay for
they're
that.
Both. They I'd, both have the. They both have leaned that way. I bet I, that would. I could see them having.
I'd pay
for
some Red Tube subscription money to see that.
Oh, all right. On that note, right. Let's wrap.
That was a tight 1 hour. Almost.
Exactly. See that. Yeah. A little over.
Warner's demanded.
That's right. They didn't want to affect their sales. Yeah. Well, thanks. I want to thank really quick everybody who came out and I had my signing yesterday at New England Comics in Brookline. So thanks everybody who was there and helped out. And thanks to New England Comics for letting me sit there for a while and sign some books.
Awesome.
So, very well.
Yeah. It's a good day. It was local comic shop day, so I don't know if anybody went out to their local comic shop, but they had sales and stuff, a lot of them. So,
and if you didn't go out,
times,
you know, this weekend, go out today. You don't have to wait till Wednesday to go to your local comic shop. Some restrictions apply.
Or just go on Comixology. Some restrictions apply. Go on Comixology. They always have sales there.
That's true.
Or maybe you can go on iTunes and buy Superman 3.
I don't think the idea of local comic shop day is to encourage people to go to Comixology, but maybe.
You should check out Things for Another World.
We don't have that. They don't sponsor us anymore. You can go to RobinHoodComic.com. There's always stuff on sale there.
Shopping. Or you can go to Comixology.com to pick up the.
It's only 99 cents over there, so you might as well just buy it there. It's way cheaper.
Booyah.
But yeah. Booyah. All right, so
All right.
Well, thanks, John. Thanks, Clay.
Yeah, thanks to you.
And Josh, if you're still listening, which you're not.
I wonder how much it is for a red tube 4D experience a month.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Look that up, then.
I mean, I don't know what you get sprayed on you instead of water. I think I do know.
Do you have to wear special goggles? I don't know.
That was what.
No, well, you're wearing 3D glasses.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on. Adios, asshole.
Adios, assholes.
Later, fucks. We can be heroes just for a day. We can be heroes.
Yeah, watch me do a flip.